So Deb Goss is up next. Oh, there she is, standing right in front of me. I'm looking forward to this because she promises something very different. So her musical partner in crime doesn't appear to be here. So we'll see what kind of a special different thing Deb Goss has to share with us tonight. Let's welcome Deb.
Because who the heck could follow Taproot? Ooh, that was so fabulous. As an a cappella singer, I just particularly, Well, the only thing that I have here is a song that I wrote last week. It's going to have to age a little bit more. This is a song, this is a poem that is 10 years old, and that's why I wanted to do it. It started out as prose, and it may still be that. I don't know, but it's enough of it had poetic quality that I call it poem, a November poem, 2004. Election day. Rain and wind ended an autumn that had gone on and on gloriously. A solid month of astonishment. Cool nights, warm days, sunshine. Overcast okay too. Welcome. The pleasure of the colors was some days too much heartbreak. Even in fog, each street revealed itself and set me screaming in delight. Back and forth, twice a week. Thought on each trip that it would be over soon, but no. Each week was different. The dance deepened. The yellow vines marched on over the firs and embraced them with curling fingers. The sumacs flamed and retreated. The copper oaks and golden-shillinged birches leapt about, illuminating every mile. Just when I needed more of their warmth, it stopped. Mother Nature with PMS. She said, "Stop that right now. You kids are having way too much fun. So what if the Sox won? Your dad's gone. The election's done, and you've got to get on. Get with it. Work. Get ready for winter. It's inevitable, and it's no damn picnic." Well, tough. I'm taking fall with me as far into winter as I can manage to haul it. I need the light. I'll search the heart of every nemesis till I find it. I'll warm my toes with the fire of my memories. I'll meditate till the rays from my solar plexus pierce the night, till February bubbles to life and brings me a Valentine.
That was Deb Goss. One more hand for Deb.